This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. President-elect Joe Biden has given his first speech since being projected the winner over President Donald Trump following a tough campaign. Speaking at a socially distanced drive-in rally in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, the president-elect said he was humbled by the trust and confidence that people have placed in him.
I pledge to be a president who seeks not to divide, but unify. Who doesn't see red states and blue states, only sees the United States.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, the first African-American and Asian woman elected vice president, told the crowd that Biden will lead Americans with compassion, whether they voted for him or not.
A leader the world will respect and our children will look up to. A commander-in-chief who will respect our troops and keep our country safe. And a president for all Americans.
Biden appealed to Trump voters and said it's time to put away harsh rhetoric, lower the temperature, and see one another again. As Joe Biden claims the title of president-elect, President Trump is refusing to concede, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president was at his Virginia golf club when the race was called for Biden and returned to a changed nation's capital. His motorcade greeted with middle fingers and profanities as people celebrated in the streets. Hours later, he signaled a potentially turbulent transfer of power, issuing a combative statement saying his campaign will take unspecified legal actions, and later a tweet in all caps, "I won the election," which Twitter immediately flagged as misleading. He's been claiming with no evidence that there was electoral fraud and that Biden's trying to seize power. Sagar Meghani.